Let us now praise famous men. My text today is drawn from the third book of Trousers, chapter 6, verse 9. And lo, the gnat shall lie down with the ram, the bee shall give suck to the worm, and great shall be the clamor throughout the land. These words are as true today as they were when I made them up yesterday. For many years now, we have all shared the agony of one man, a man who, like our Lord Jesus Christ, has been mocked and reviled by the ungodly, a man whose only crime was to be true to his own very special nature. Throughout his ordeal, he has stood firm, firm as a pillar of salt. In his own very beautiful words, these things are sent to try us. In a very real way, this man has been crucified. Crucified by the vultures of the gutter press and the wagging tongues of the gossip mongers. But like our Lord, he has risen again in triumph. The black clouds have rolled away, and the sun shines once again. Innocent of all charges, that is the verdict. Innocent, as in our heart of hearts we always knew he was. Let the bells ring out, let the trumpets chime. The man so vilely dubbed the Yorkshire Ripper is free. With God, all things are possible, even sermons like this.